I trust in things unseen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the Instant Illumination. I trust in things unseen. My. Trust means to believe. Trust means to think that it is okay, and that's a beautiful thing to have it be. But I trust in things unseen. Well, what is the biggest thing that we have that is unseen? Well, God. Everyone says, you know, where is God? What is God? Who is God? Why is God? And we have come to the conclusion for ourselves that God is over all, in all, through all, and as all, and God is us as us. And the only way we'll be able to know God is as us. Now, can God be improved in us? No. Can God be enlarged in us? No. Can God be better in us than it is right now? No. Well, why are some gods looking different than other gods? Why are some people looking and acting and thinking and feeling and being different than others? Some people are wealthy people, my goodness sakes, yes, lots of money. Some people are healthy people, my goodness, they live age-old life with no illnesses and no problems. How wonderful that is, you know? Some are brilliant people, geniuses, absolute geniuses. Some are gifted people like Mozart and a few of these other people, you know. Well, what happened to us? Where were we when the wagon train was unloading and we were supposed to get our supplies? Where are we with our abundance, with our genius, with our long life and good health and fine relationships? Where are we when it comes to that? Well, we're right where we've always been. Unaware. We're unaware. That's like I oftentimes say, the person is a prince and he doesn't know he's a prince. Someone tells him a prince, oh, no, I'm not a prince. And then they prove to him he's a prince. And you know, it only takes a moment for that person to decide he's a prince once he has been proven to him that he's a prince, once that they've shown him that he really is a prince. He doesn't have to go through a lot of schooling. He doesn't have to do a lot of things. Once he knows he's a prince, once he knows that the king is dead and he's the king, wow, ho, you know, what does he do? He says, well, what should I do? How should I run this country? Just like you'd run your own life. With happiness, joy, peace, and harmony. With truth, honesty, integrity. With all the virtues that you can possibly think. You run your country just like you run your life. You run your life, hopefully, just like you run your country. You know? Now, the unseen thing is who we really are. We don't know that we are really divine. We like to say it. We like to think it. We like to believe it. We really would like to believe it, that we're divine. But then we say, well, why are we having problems now and then? Why are we having experiences that are limiting us in some way? Why? Well, because we ask why. Instead of saying, I now am unlimited. I now am whole and perfect. I now am surrounded by harmonious relationships. You know, I now am independently wealthy. You say to yourself, man, oh man, wouldn't that be wonderful? No. It would not be wonderful. It is. It is. It exists. We merely have to open our eyes and see it. We have to open our eyes and know it. Open our eyes and experience it. Now, does that mean the moment we open our eyes and are aware of that, that we are divine? No. That means we start acting like we are divine. It starts acting as though we are, because surely we are. Now, the prince doesn't know he's a prince. And so he acts with dignity and charm and with magic, just like he would as a normal human being, a good person, a delightful person, a person that makes everyone in his world happy. And everyone looks at this fellow and says, yeah, that's a nice guy. You know, it's a nice guy. That's a nice person. That's a nice being, you know. They don't know why he's a nice being. They just think he's a nice being because he's a nice being. He's got good class, character, integrity about him. And people say, you know, I could trust that guy, I could believe in that guy, because, you know, he's that kind of person. And then all of a sudden, he's a prince? Wow! Hey, prince, you remember me when you weren't a prince? And the prince says, sure do. I remember every one of you who believed in me as I was unaware of who I was. Every one of you who trusted in me, every one of you who believed that what I was, but it's just not yet revealed. You believed I was something greater than it appeared that I was, because I wasn't wearing my crown as a prince or as a king. But now I'm a king, and I won't forget anybody. I won't forget those people who believed in me, and I won't forget those people who didn't believe in me. Those people who didn't believe in me, I'll just say, hey, you have a perfect right to any belief you want. And if you don't want to believe that you're divine, you don't want to believe that you're a prince, you don't want to believe this about yourself, you can do that. That's okay. But, hey, I believe in the invisible. I believe in the unseen. I believe in all these things that are unseen. And what are these things that are unseen? These things are reality. These things are what we really are. These things are what make life just wonderful. Now, all of us know many, many people who are quite dignified, quite wonderful. Some people haven't got a penny in their pocket. And some people have lots of pennies, and they're wonderful. And some people got lots of pennies, and they're not wonderful, and some people have no pennies, and they're not wonderful. The pennies don't make you wonderful or not. What makes you wonderful is what you think about yourself. Now, what do you think about yourself? Oh, I'm so damn good. I'm so more wonderful than everybody else. Oh, I'm so wonderful. Everybody looks at me and they say, oh, isn't he good? Isn't he wonderful? Oh, my goodness, his bowel movement doesn't smell. How about that? Yeah. You know, what do we think of a person like that? Yick, you know? Yick. Now, a person who has quality, who has genius, who has magnificence about them, they just are that way. They don't have to pretend. They don't have to tell other people, I did this nice thing today, and I did that nice thing today, and I'm going to do this nice thing tomorrow, and the next day I'm going to do that nice thing, and I'm... Oh, forget it. You have just taken all the joy out of having done the nice things. You've just taken your reward long before you deserve to have it. From the human point of view. In the divine point of view, you've already got it. You've already got it. We were reading that little story about Moses talking to God about the Ten Commandments. And then he said, well, God, you know where it is. Moses, that's not the point. Do you know where it is? You know, what I know and what you know should be the same. And if you don't know what I know, then it's not the same, and you're not believing in yourself. You know, you're not believing in the unseen. So start doing it. So many of you say, well, Herb, you can do this and you can do that. Why should I bother doing it? Herb, you got the answer already. You know what the facts are. You know what this is. That's right. That's right. And so do you. And as long as you believe in somebody outside of yourself, like me or anybody else, you're silly. You're throwing away the gift that's you. Sylvia, pick up your violin and play. And so Sylvia picks up her violin and she plays. Oh, I didn't know I could do it. I scared the liver out of her. And I scared the thinking that she couldn't do because she did it. Sylvia, if you don't play that violin, they're going to take your son and they're going to string him up on a cross. Now, you going to play the violin? Oh, Sylvia will play the violin, won't she? She didn't even know she could play the violin. She had no idea that she could play it. But when the need came for her to do it. Now, the need should not be that you have some terrible thing happening. The need is just the awareness that you can play. And Ingeborg, are you a limousine driver? Sure you are. Are you driving the Pope around? Sure you are. Did the Pope say he wants to have you get in the back seat and he wants to drive it because he hasn't put the pedal to the metal for a long time? And you say, well, Pope, you got the upper hand. Go ahead, you know? And you see, you can do it. You can do anything. Now, can you see yourself wearing a chauffeur's cap and coat and so forth and being a chauffeur? Yeah, there are women chauffeurs, you know that. There are women chauffeurs. There are men chauffeurs, too. And neither one is better than the other. But they're all good. What do we like about a chauffeur? What word do we like about a chauffeur in his driving? He is what? Professional. A chauffeur is a professional driver. He is not interested in showing off to anybody how good he is. He's interested in showing off to everybody how well the car behaves on the road and takes a person from point A to point B without shaking them up. They could sit in the car without having the seatbelt on, and they would never even know that they were speeding along. Mm-hmm. Never. They would not have have the slightest thing to distract them from a comfortable ride, you know? But a chauffeur does that. A chauffeur is not a show-off. You think a chauffeur is show-off, but a chauffeur is not a show-off. A chauffeur is a professional. Now, the prince, who didn't know he was a prince, he was a gentleman, he was a beautiful person, he was a wonderful being, and he didn't even know he was a prince. And when he was a prince, did he change from being a wonderful, gentle, beautiful being? No. He merely expressed it on a larger vein, on a larger scale, on a larger way. You and I, we do that too now. Do you believe in the unseen? Do you believe in these things that are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Well, go for it. Go for it. It's wonderful. Because it's yours. And it's yours to have right now. We have many things going on in our life. I trust in things unseen. And because I trust in things unseen, the things that are seen are known to me. And the things that are unseen are revealed to me. And the things that are seen are not one tiny little bit as fantastic as the things that are unseen. I try to teach you to dream your wildest dream. Think your wildest imagination. Get into the unseen of the unseen. And what is science doing? Science is going into the unseen. It's going down into the sub-atomic beingnesses, you know? And they're coming up with names for little things that they see moving around down there. Now, how do you know? How do you know? Maybe they just got a great imagination and have a lot of bottles of booze as they're sitting there playing with their microscopes and telescopes and what have you. We don't know. We don't know. And the guy who counts the stars or who counts the galaxies or who counts this or that, how do we know what he counts? Well, there are other people counting them too, but they all have a different answer because they're all seeing it differently and they're all knowing things differently. So what is truth? Truth is whatever we conclude is right for us. Now, what's right for you? What's right for you is believing in the invisible. Believing in the unseen. These things that are unseen, they're the real. They're the wonderful. I told a little story at noon to our little Bailey friend, and the 8-year-old girl was listening with great interest, as the rest of you were too, as I was telling about the chocolate-covered cherries. And she could taste those chocolate-covered cherries. She could see them, and she was ready, and she played act very well, you know. And she was ready for those chocolate-covered cherries, and she said, "Of course." And then, when I said, "There's only two left," and she had four friends, five including herself, she had four friends to share them with, she decided not to take one and cut the two in half to give to her friends. Now, what did her mother say? That's what she would do. That's just what she would do. Now, why? Why is that her nature? Why is she such a beautiful girl? Why is she a little tough at times, but most of the time a beautiful girl? Because she likes herself. Because her mother likes herself and her mother likes her. And Greg likes her and Greg likes himself, you see. And that's the world she's in. That's the world she's in. Now, what a blessing to her. Do you think she's going to get a box of chocolate-covered cherries one of these days soon? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. You see, believe in the unseen, things unseen. They're always coming out. They're always revealing themselves in your world. And right now, have a great evening and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.